It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. I'm your host, Blue. Alongside of me, Joe Grande.
Hello.
Mark and Craig Wasserman, Pot Brothers at Law. And this is the number one show for cannabis. And I just want to tell you guys, and I'm having a fantastic day, and I hope out there you are as well. So, Joe Grande, tell us what's going down.
Well, you guys, thank you all for listening to the podcast, of course, everywhere that you listen. Make sure you follow us at Cannabis Talk 101, at pot underscore brothers, underscore at underscore law. Mark's at Waslaw, Craig's at Waslaw Dog in a retirement home soon, and Blue is at one Christopher Wright, and I am at Joe Grande 52. Why the head shake over there? Just wang. You get all sensitive on me. To be great. Joe, why do you always pick on me? You know why I always pick on you, Craig?
You know, I don't love you. Give a shit.
I know you don't, and that's why I do it. But you know what? You fire back at me every single
when
day
I need
moments.
To.
No, you do all the time. You guys,
such
this is
trap.
Big. This is real big news right here. This is going green, and this is dope because I'm a huge fan. Legendary
huge fan.
Guitar Carlos Santana, who we're trying to get on the show. Good job, Peanut. Keep hustling out there for us. He announced that he's launching a brand with cannabis.
No.
And it's known as Myro.
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 Myre.
Myre.
Myre, not Myro. It's Myra. Called. It's spelled M-I-R-A-Y-O by Santana.
Mary.
But it's
Mary
it's
Jane.
Myreo. Myre.
Myre.
Serves
Myreo,
the honor
that,
you know, the 10 times. Exactly. Maria, Maria. How many times have you danced with your queen to this one, Craig?
Story.
She's got all the time,
right? You guys go home and play Carlos Santana
just
at dinner time every time. The, you know, it's supposed to represent, of course, the heritage, and it's just going to be great to see somebody like that. And he's actually joined ventures with Left Coast Ventures out of California.
Left Coast.
I just can see this being huge. Carlos Santana is one of the OGs of music, of Latin culture. He hasn't been really, in my opinion, known for always just smoking weed, but he's, you know, he does. You know, he's just that OG Pinner style. Reminds me of, I don't know, your pops, never met him, but he reminds me of your pops for some weird, random OG style.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've actually had the pleasure and honor of meeting Carlos Santana a couple times, and he's just as cool as the other side of the pillow. Very, hey, man, nice to meet you. Well, you know, very nice, genuine OG style dude, right? So when you see cats like that who, I'm not going to say doesn't need the money, but he just, you know, he's still making money off everything. But I didn't expect it. You didn't expect to see a Carlos Santana come out. So my question to you guys is, who would you like to see come out of that green closet, whether it's a brand, come out as a big influencer and say, you know what, cannabis, especially with this November 3rd vote coming, you know, we need to go.
Well, the presidency isn't on there, so don't worry about it.
I'm just saying it would slide towards affecting it. You know, and it could be an athlete, it could be in government, it could be in entertainment, because that's what sparked this for me. I didn't expect, and I'm talking about who would you like to see that you don't expect, because Carlos Santana wasn't on my radar of expectations of somebody coming out with a cannabis brand. You know what I mean? Martha Stewart was kind of like, oh my God, but yet she's been messing with Snoop for so long, it wasn't so much of a shocker. You know what I'm saying? But Carlos Santana, OG Latin, this is a big move for the Latin community, in my opinion. And I don't know about you, Blue, but I grew up listening to Carlos Santana. You know, it was one of those, I was honored to meet him and like borderline, oh my God, it goes him, Prince, and Janet that are my three, like, oh my God, wows that I've met. You know, those are big names in the industry, and Carlos Santana is one of them.
You know what? I actually have been able to be a part of music.
And he goes to youngster show, like, you know, I seen him at a Prince concert. That's where I met him at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was at a Prince concert banging out.
Yeah.
I met him at a Bruce concert.
You're so full of it.
You know, you don't got to lie to kick it, dog. Don't hurt your back for fronting. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, these are my stories.
That time I was on stage at the Hard Rock?
These are mine and Blue stories.
Trying to front.
You know what I mean? These are Blue and I stories that we've been in entertainment like that.
Hey.
You have a reality show that's going to pop soon.
Hey,
and when that happens,
hey, when I was a
young rabbi,
a stagehand at UCLA, I did work backstage and meet Eddie Van Halen. And,
but you were a fluffer.
His wife.
Yeah, you met the lower half of him.
I met Valerie.
Is that what he calls it?
I was on stage with Bill Cosby.
Oh, no way.
He
really
was.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to know how that went out.
Sat on his lap, too. Did you?
Craig! Did you? Wow, welcome over the line.
True
did
story.
Did he really?
Yeah. 10 years old.
Oh, hey, did I'm you fall sure asleep did. Afterwards?
True story.
We were sitting at a table.
Jello.
Actually,
oh, you were there?
Me, my
you
older
remember?
Brother.
Let's
I remember
how,
this.
See how he remembers.
We're sitting at this long table right at the stage.
Jello.
Right at the stage, front of the stage. And it was like a picnic table length. And it was me, my brother, my older brother, and little brother. And then there was a whole other family sitting there. And that whole other family had another kid who might have been 8 or 9. And Bill Cosby came up, wanted the other kid to come up on stage. And the other kid was like, no, he wasn't doing it. So he turned to Mark.
Mark, well, hold on. Turn to Mark, or was Mark going, me?
No, I don't think
Bill,
so.
Hey, Bill, it's me.
I don't recall that, but all I recall is him going up on stage. Don't you have a picture somewhere?
I do. I have
him
you and
sitting
Bill?
On his lap, and he did a comedy routine
did
with him sitting on his lap.
I'll tell you what. I remember what happened.
And you remember his hand? I saw his hand go somewhere.
Back in my childhood.
Why do you do that to Bill? I mean, he's in prison right now.
I grew up listening to his records and his comedy. I mean, it was very crushing when it all happened for me.
Oh, me too.
I
was sad. Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
I still think he didn't do it.
When he pointed at me to go on stage, I just ran up there. And
that's after the other kid said no.
Did he make you smell his finger after?
No, he motioned to the arm of the chair, wanted me to sit down. Of course, I didn't get that, and I just sat right in his lap.
Of course, that's what a normal kid would do, though. I mean, come on, I get it.
And then he started asking me about how my father disciplines me and if my father hits me. And I said, no, sometimes he'll pull my hair. Because that's what our dad did. He didn't hit us. He would pull our hair, but...
Is that why... Did he pull your front right here? That's where you hit your hair.
He would let us pull his hair back also.
Yep. True.
Because if he's doing
why would you pull his hair?
Because he was pulling ours.
So he'd go, he'd like bend down?
He would let us.
Okay, that's fun.
One up or two down.
That was...
You know that one?
No.
One up or two down?
Explain more.
Sure. Pull it. Do it.
One up, two down. What does that mean? I don't get it.
I forgot.
I'll have to show you. You want me to come over there and show you?
Please do right now. And just do it to Blue. Describe it so the listeners can understand how
I say
it.
I can't do it to Blue. He has no hair. Yeah.
Well, describe what it is so that we can understand.
No,
they're listening.
I'd
they're not visualizing.
I'd rather show.
But
rather
you have
show.
To.
Okay,
stop being a weenie, Joe. Joe's trying to back off him.
I don't.
He's gonna. I'll explain it.
Craig is here.
Craig is walking over. Craig is walking
one up,
over.
Two down.
One up, two down.
Okay.
Putting his.
You got hardly any hair too.
Go ahead. So Joe's
one,
got
oh,
his
whatever.
Hair.
Oh, okay. Cause
you're going to pull the hair.
It's a hell of a lot more than two down.
Oh, pushing forward is one up, or two down is pulling
that's
back.
That's what Dad would tell you.
Wow.
And then, anyways,
he one up or two down.
Cosby had a good time making.
Would he ever
fun.
Say that to your mother?
Hell no. There were different rules for us and our mother as opposed to us and our father.
Absolutely.
Complete different rules of what we can say, how we say it. Like cussing at my dad. He loved us to.
It's
funny
you
say
that.
He loved us to say F you in front of our friends because our friends would be like,
you know.
Because we were brought up that the N word and the F word. Actually, the N word was worse
we're
than the
okay
F word.
In your home?
No, the N word was.
I'm just curious.
No,
where
no,
you're
we would
go
say.
With this.
No, it was okay to say the F word to him. And he told us that. You can say it to whoever you want. You don't say it to your mother, you're going to get a shoe or a bar of soap. But you can say it to me, I don't care. But if you say it to someone out on the street, get ready for a black eye. So do what you want to do. Say what you want to say.
That's funny as you say that because just yesterday, my daughter is singing, what's that stupid ratchet? What is that? I'm a savage, bitch.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 right?
Right.
So, and I'm like, I'm the old guy now. We're all the old guys, right? So I'm the old guy on the corner, and my daughter, who's 7, looks at me because she goes, I'm a savage, bitch. And right? So she says, bitch. And I look at her, she looks at me, and I go, you know, I know you're singing the song. And, I know you don't know exactly what that means, but you're looking at me because you feel a little funny.
But know that you can say that around me and sing the song. But don't wait if you do it around your mother.
Wait till she starts singing WAP. You know that song?
Is that a new one out or
you
old
don't
one?
Know I think it's
Cardi. Cardi, isn't it?
Wet ass pee.
Oh.
Wet ass pee. Wet ass pee.
So my point is, turn your daughter.
I'm going to bucket in the mop. You haven't heard that song?
Dude, I'm the
only one. And hit the dangly thing in the back of my throat?
It's nasty.
Shut your mouth right now.
It's nasty.
Yeah, that's the lyric.
It is nasty.
I remember that part. I don't know why.
My point is, I'm acting like your dad, acting like you kids can do this around me.
Wait till she hears that one.
Hey, well, that's a great thought. When we get back, more. When Cannabis Goes Bad with Mark Wasserman.
No, I think we're doing some more Go Green.
We're doing Go Green with Mark Wasserman.
I can't wait.
Oh, my God. Well, when we get back, there it is. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Cannabis Talk 101, friends and family.
You know, when we started this segment, I asked you guys, and I never got a response because I said...
I got it.
I said Carlos Santana was a shocker for me, and I thought it was a big influence. Okay. But I'm wondering who you guys would like to see as the election is coming out. So let's start with the old lady. Who do you think should be? Would it be an athlete in government? Or...
The old who?
Oh,
I heard you.
Oh, I didn't know if your headphones were on.
Wait,
sorry.
My cognitive abilities...
but you know what's I keep throwing the jabs and I don't see you get mad at me.
You know who needs to smoke a joint in public?
Who?
Is the mother effing president of the United States of America.
You know what's crazy when I think about him
right now? He might
as much as the orange man bothers me, he never drinks. He keeps himself pretty, you know, he's not been known to ever smoke weed. There's nothing out there that shows that he was doing coke. He was doing hookers, but like his line of craziness was hookers, strippers, this and that, but he wasn't drunk doing them. He wasn't.
Well, I don't get your point.
I just don't see him smoking weed. I'd like to see him.
That wasn't your question.
I'm not stating, I'm just making a point saying he's not going to go that way, but I'd like to. I'd like to see it too, Craig.
That's it. That was your question. Thank you.
Thank you. But I'm just I'm actually just pointing out that.
Oh, he probably never will.
Yeah.
And Biden will never do it either.
Well,
never,
maybe,
no. He's
if
he's
Biden
still,
gets cancer,
he's still ass backwards.
He really is
on cannabis.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live skit about
it? It was awesome.
It was so great.
Yeah, Jim Carrey
Blue, if you haven't
great.
Seen this, you got to go check it out, dog. It was on this. You know,
I got to give them credit though for
bashing both,
going after both, because Biden didn't do. I mean, that was more the perception of Biden because he didn't do half. He didn't do that bad at the debate as far as, you know, how he's made out to be.
Right.
So, but they it was really good. I like the really end, the end, though, when the click, click.
Yeah. And he stopped.
It was great. It was great. And there's probably no one better from the, you know, government side, of course, seeing the president come out and, you know, say, hey,
that's
you know.
It. So we're done. It doesn't matter what they want.
Well, I'm just curious on who they think. Do you have somebody that you would think of, Blue, that would be like, if this person came out, it could be a big influence, especially for the election or just the propaganda of cannabis overall?
Tito Ortiz.
He's already come out.
He did not come out on cannabis, I don't think.
Dude, he's come out he's running for mayor.
He's running for mayor, but if Tito Ortiz came out saying he's supporting cannabis?
He does. He already supports cannabis.
Yeah, he supports cannabis.
No, it's who hasn't.
Who
we need
hasn't?
Someone to
I'm
come out of the closet.
Who would come out of the green closet.
Oh.
Thanks. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey,
I don't
click
know.
Another spray.
I don't know. I don't know any of the people that are running.
No, it has nothing to do. Never mind. Mark, what about you? Pay attention.
Oprah.
No.
Oprah would be huge.
No.
Oprah would be a huge one.
Tony Hawk.
Okay, I'm sure he's already smoking.
I'm sure
he's not, never.
I don't think he has. I haven't seen or heard anything about Tony Hawk.
He's been a kid promoter, but he would smoke. I know he.
That's
does
a good
smoke.
He should come out of the. I would say he needs to come out of the green closet.
Aggressive,
I like that. Now that's a great answer. You ready for who I think would be awesome?
No, we don't care.
Either one of two people. You ready for this one? Both Los Angeles Lakers on the current team, either Anthony Davis or LeBron James, admitting that they're using CBD for recovery after the games and in the bubble. Now, we just heard that click spray is in the bubble. And people are
no,
using
we
it.
Didn't.
He said it on the air. He said it on the air.
He said it's probably in the bubble.
Well, probably, which alluded to more than likely it is.
You didn't get away with smoking weed in the bubble?
No.
Absolutely.
Well, I think
they are.
He said it was in Miami.
Well, it's absolutely there.
It was in the
but my point is, if a major athlete who just wins, you know, a major title like that, even comes out with just saying, I've been using CBD.
We had the MMA guy, Frank.
Frank Shamrock.
Yeah.
Frank Shamrock was huge.
He said he used coming it his out whole of it, career, whole, didn't he?
Yeah, which is great. So I just want to hear some of your guys' thoughts on that, and I think it's going to be great for the election. Something else I wanted to point out to you guys I think is awesome is Colorado governor pardons cannabis convictions. This right here is huge for Colorado, and they're making the right move in the right directions for all these minor crimes that we've been complaining about, crying about, and trying to make votes on. But Colorado, my hat goes off to you guys. It's just a matter of time before something else happens across the country, and making these votes happen and making all these things happen is going to be one of those things. So Carlos Santana, Colorado, props to you guys. Another big one that's going green, you guys, Arkansas spent $154 million on medical marijuana.
Wow.
24,067 pounds of medical marijuana since the first dispensary opened in May 2019. Now, it's so funny because it's not that much, so to speak, but because we're in California, but 8,416 pounds of medical marijuana were sold since August of 2019. There are currently 29 dispensaries in Arkansas, and a state expects to open 8 more. 83,779 Arkansans have a patient card for medical marijuana, which is huge for Arkansas.
Arkansans?
That's what they said, Arkansans. Arkansans? Is that how you say it?
I have no idea.
Oh, you know? You're just trying to bust my balls.
You little
Arkansas.
Bit.
Arkansas. What did you say? See, once
Arkansas.
Again, see, oh, now you're okay to do a little ripping about the Arkansas.
What's going on in Arkansas?
They got some nice cars
they
in
got
Arkansas.
Some nice cars, don't they?
So it's just dope to see even places like Arkansas making that money, people getting the medical marijuana card. And if you're out in a place where it is legal, or, you know, of course, recreational is what we're saying, adult use, make sure you get your medical card as well, because you're able to smoke in a lot more places and able to get away with a lot more if you do get pulled over, if you do get stopped.
If your state has it, get your card.
Yeah. Please. Don't just think that, oh, it's recreational legal. Get your card with the recreational, because so many cats just think it's no big deal. It's recreational. I can do that. No. You can smoke outside in certain, you know, spots with your medical card. So that's the other thing that I wanted to share once I looked at the story.
Well, at least here in California. Other states, we don't know.
I would imagine, though, it's got to be similar.
Well, you're going to have to check with your state. And go to normal.org. That's a
they
great
have a whole
resource
section
for every state, and their cannabis laws will tell you where how much you can possess.
Or
where you
Google
can
it. Google it. Google
do your
it.
Research.
Google it. It comes right up.
So check this out. We're live on Cannabis Talk 101 right now, and we want to give away something to one of our guests here. So we're going to go ahead and bring that person in. So if you're out there listening, I don't know how to bring them in like you do, Mark. So
give
why don't
me the
you
phone.
Do the thing. And we're going to do what we call Cannabis Talk 101 Trivia.
Okay.
Yes.
I love to hear this.
Okay. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go out to the people right here live on Instagram. And then we're going to...
And that's why you guys should follow us at Cannabis Talk 101 on IG.
That's correct.
And make sure you go there.
Run it on yours. Do it on yours. Mine just died. So go over to the Pop Brothers at Law right now, and we're gonna give away some free a free bong, a free pipe, or a T-shirt. If you cruise over there right now, go to Pop Brothers at Law.
Oh, nice!
I think I did that right.
This is great.
I just ended it. So
this is great. I love this dead air.
So this is actually what we found. He said dead air. You are hating like
the dead air gets.
You're hating like
away.
NASCAR, boy.
Am I right?
Extra clipping for the man.
All right, here we go. We are live on Pop Brothers at Law, IG here on Cannabis Talk 101. We got Woo. Joe. We got Blue.
What's up? What's up?
Big
giveaway.
Brother, and we're doing a giveaway right now. We're gonna go live. Who wants to go live with us? You could win a bong, you could win a shirt, you could win a pipe, and you're going to be live.
It's Cannabis Trivia.
On Cannabis Talk 101 right now. So who wants to come? We are going live.
And what's the trivia you're going to ask?
He doesn't know.
We'll figure out the question. You're going to do some trivia.
In order to win, you have
prizes.
To be, in order to win, you have
Here
to
we
follow
go.
Cannabis Talk 101 too.
Yeah,
and be 21 years or older.
Yeah, listen to the attorney.
All right, we're going. NB21. We're waiting for. All right, here we are. We're live. Hey, well, wait. What's your name? Where are you from? And how old are you?
What's going on, Mark? I'm from Illinois. I'm 18. I'm a registered cannabis
18.
Patient. 18. Oh, we're all good
T-shirt.
Here.
All right. We can do
How about just let me educate you, please? Yeah, you know, the phone, you're just like the guest talking like this. Can you please do that, what you're supposed to do? I mean, if you're going to do the phone, you're going to do this. Can you at least do it right?
All right, so we're
still doing a show for the podcast,
where's that mic?
People.
Mic, the other guys, mic that we were using. Time. There we go.
These guys are on it like it's their first day on the job.
Let's go. All right. There, you want to hold that? Okay. Are you ready for some trivia?
Let's hear it.
All right, you have 30 seconds. 30 seconds on the clock.
Go.
And you need... 30 seconds on the clock for you to figure out if you have 2.5 pounds of cannabis, how many grams of cannabis do you have?
Oh, that's a lot of math. All right, so it's 28 grams per ounce. So we have 16... Oh, my God, this is a lot of math. Can I use a calculator?
Do whatever you want.
You got 30 seconds. You got 10 more seconds.
No, you got 15 seconds now, right? Now
I love how we're doing this and no one's keeping time, nothing.
I'm watching the time. He's got 15 seconds.
He's doing the math.
Is it 1,120 grams?
Yep, that's it.
That's right. We have a winner.
Damn, he pulled out the calculator and did the math, man. Make sure, ask him if he's following Cannabis Talk 101.
Make sure you follow. Here's what you need to do. Follow Cannabis Talk 101, and then send Cannabis Talk 101 a direct message.
With your Instagram.
With your information, and we'll make sure to get that prize out to you. Wait. What's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram is Avery_Ander.
Okay, got to remember that, Blue, because I've said this before, and you might get random DM. Oh, hey, I won.
Oh, yeah,
so
everybody
we,
says
we
that.
Write that down.
We got Avery. We know you won. Message Cannabis Talk 101. Congratulations, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Mark. Have a good one.
All right,
so next question, guys. Now, Joe, do you have a trivia question for these folks out there?
That wasn't even a trivia question.
Who's coming next?
It's a cannabis question.
Just a question.
Cannabis trivia.
All right, we're going to be going next
It's not trivia.
Cannabis is trivia.
Mo.
Hit the request and we'll go live. Three. It's got to be a three.
Here we go. We're going live.
A, B, or C?
No, it's got to be trivia, not a math question.
All right. Hey there, my friend. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Mustafa Omar. I'm from Raleigh.
Where are you from?
From Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh, North Carolina. All right. Joe, hit him with.
All right, here's your question. Name the four members of Cannabis Talk 101. You have 10 seconds. Go.
Yeah, he's out. He didn't know.
Wow.
He deleted himself.
That was pretty easy.
Well, that's why it really should be on CT 101 feed.
Huh?
It really should be on the CT 101 feed.
Yeah, I guess it matters.
Not enough people.
We don't have another good question.
Hey, what's your name and where are you from?
Mark, New York City.
Nice.
Mark, all right. Here's your question. Who is the first ex-felon for cannabis sales to fully own a dispensary?
Oh, come on.
He's the first. We've had him on the show.
This ex-felon.
VG.
You guys don't remember, out of Oakland. You remember Peanut?
Yeah, I do.
Who is it?
VG.
He's out of Oakland, the Yay area.
No, you're thinking of someone else.
I'm going to say the first one to have a weed brand out of Oakland.
No, not a weed
that'll
brand.
That'll work too.
He's what?
Yeah, shoot us a name.
Who do you think?
Okay. From Oakland, Too Short.
He's not Too Short. It's Tucky Blunts.
Tucky Blunts.
And he owns a dispensary in Oaktown. He's been part of the show, so if you're listening and you're following the show, you would have known that answer.
Tucky Blunts is a good one.
I don't listen enough. I apologize.
No problem, brother.
All right, hey, thanks for joining the show today, brother. Right, be safe.
Be good, man. Hey, what up? I smoke dank. Archive Seeds, Portland, Oregon. You already know what it is.
All right, brother.
In New York, smoking Portland, Oregon. How's that happen, Craig?
Dude, why are you hating on this dude, man? I love him. I love that dude.
That's great.
All right. So, listen, man. I mean, Craig's over there like, cut the shit, man. Cut the shit. He's like, he's not in it enough. You know, you don't got no questions. That's why, right, Craig? What's your trivia question?
My trivia?
Trivia.
I want to know what whatever you're on. I want some.
Yeah, what?
Whatever blues
does.
You
take
some. You take some E. Hey,
you know what? This click. I've been on these clicks right here
you
all
take
day.
Some E?
And I just. Oh, I think I all took right, an extra two clicks.
All right. Let's see if we can get someone else on here. One more person to go. Here we go. All right, brother. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm from fucking
Yeah, he's from Yeah.
He's gone.
He said, "I'm from yeah."
I'm on the Cannabis Talk 101 IG now. How do we take the?
He said we're on the yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, there. What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Jeff from Texas.
What's All right, up? Jeff from Texas. Are you ready for some trivia to try to win some gear?
You should throw in some Pop Brother trivia.
Yeah, throw in a Pop Brother
trivia. Let's do it. Pop Brother trivia.
Easy.
You ready? I got one for you. Who is the older brother or the little brother of the Pop Brothers at Law? Who's the older one? What's his full name?
I don't know.
Wait. What's his nickname?
What's your name?
No, what's my nickname?
Red-headed one.
Dickhead? Is that the nickname for him, for me or for them? I don't know. What are you talking about?
Damn.
Hey, Craig, that just had to just, burst hey, through bubble. Just,
yeah. You did that one on purpose. You laid that one out like a champ.
I mean, hey, I mean, how easy is that?
I don't care if they know my name.
Pop Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman, Big Brother, Little Brother.
Oh,
hey, well,
we gave
sorry.
You a shot.
Good
Come
try,
back next
bro.
Week, man. We'll
Let's
get
go.
You in again.
He said, later, Mark.
He knew my name.
That was great. I love it.
Craig, I thought he was going to win it, dog. I wanted to give him a prize. I thought he was going to know it.
Well, I said, what's my nickname? Big Brother.
I know. That was like so easy.
Yeah,
you
good.
Actually threw him a volley. I'm like, oh, my God.
I was like, when he did down to that, I knew
dude,
we had
see,
a real problem.
More. Do the script.
You do it. You're right there. What do you mean, do it? What am I, your puppet?
Ask do it on Cannabis Talk 101.
Tell them to
I'm
do
on it.
It,
but I don't know how to do this. I'm the old guy. Who knows how to take
You don't know how to bring someone in?
No,
yeah,
I don't know
I'll
how
do
to
it.
Do
I'll
it
do
either.
It.
Just,
I'm an
you
idiot.
Guys are
finish
horrible.
What you're doing. You got right there.
I don't bring people
you got
in.
Someone,
I don't do
you
this
got
stuff.
Someone Mark or not?
Yeah, it's
Who wants to go live with us?
Connecting.
Send me the request.
Oh, man.
I guess.
No.
What a great show.
This is amazing. It's amazing. You know, Mark and I did it. And it was so much easier without the bah humbug on the left. and you know what I mean? And Joe over there dropping, he said he's too fast.
All right, here we go. We go. All right, what's your name and where are you from?
Louis from Brooklyn, New York.
What's
All
up,
right,
Louis?
Yo, Brooklyn.
In the house.
All right, here we go. We're going to give you a question, and you can win some gear. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Let me do it.
Tell me... The 25 words, which is known as the script.
Shut the fuck up script?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. The 25 words.
Holy shit. Oh, damn. I know the script, but I don't know the whole 25 words.
Well, as long as you know the STFU.
Why did you pull me over? I'm not discussing my day. Am I being detained or am I free to go? If detained, you say I invoke the fifth. Then you shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
You know what?
I follow that.
He knew the most important part. So we're going to get you. We're going to get you a gift.
See that? He's just giving things away
now. Here's what you got to do.
Easy. Giveaways.
Go follow Cannabis
get
Talk
ready to do
101.
Giveaways.
And send them a direct message that you got the gift.
Get his info.
And we're going to get it to you. What's your Instagram handle?
Kaiser Castro. That's it.
That's easy to remember. Kaiser Sose.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. All right.
So we're going to do... We're
Congratulations,
on,
we're, brother. We'll send that DM to Cannabis Talk 101, and we'll get your prize out.
So we're here on the Cannabis Talk 101 Instagram right now, and we are going to give somebody a free gift. And all you have to do...
Hold on, though. The free gifts are coming from...
The free gifts are coming from Smoke & Go USA.
Smoke & Go USA. Check them out online, or if you're
Check
ever
out
in California...
Smoke & Go USA.
Go
Smoke & Go USA.
Smoke & Go.
Where pros go to get their smoke stuff.
So here we go. So here we go. All you got to do is come in and then... How do you bring someone in?
Oh, you're making fun of me, motherfucker. Look at you.
I'm good.
Hey, how do you bring people in?
I'm not on it.
Look at that. Didn't he just say that to me when I was trying to do it too?
Thank you. He threw you under the bus.
Yeah, and he's the same.
I think his cognitive abilities due to his lack of smoking
Let's see.
I don't know how to do that.
Add my man in right here. Let's see if he's on. Hold up. I'm going to give him an easy one. What's his name?
He's not coming up.
Waiting for official...
Official, like a referee.
Official.
Let's see. Let's just see. I think I just exited. I'm exiting now.
So, moving on.
All right. So, Craig, tell us what's going on in cannabis news.
Well, we have...
No. Let's break and come back with your news, okay?
Okay.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Mark and Craig, Pop Brothers at Law with Blue and Joe Grande.
Hey, we want to give
a very special thanks to Pit, Peanut, Jen, and our man Elvis.
Yo.
And Joe, have you learned how to use your Instagram yet?
No, I still don't know how
You've given up. I quit too. Well, how about we go green, Joe? I think you have some go green for us.
No, we have some cannabis news.
We have cannabis news.
Maybe is that more anecdotal evidence that we just said we're going to come back with his news, and now you're throwing it to me.
I wanted to keep
you on your toes.
No, so this is actually a
this is a weird episode.
This is a business.
A business. Is that a new type of company? A business? Are you from Arkansas?
It's like a NASCAR. I don't make fun of Arkansas.
Oh, boo-boo.
This is a crossover between business, go green, and when cannabis goes bad.
He's doing it all.
This is making waves, too.
I guess the three of us aren't needed. Let's go.
Well, a little bit of making waves.
You know what, Mark? Let me say this real quick, man. Did you get some pudding?
So, we have here in Santa Ana, we have the dispensary From the Earth, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So they're putting in for an application for a retail store in the city of Commerce, California. So they're putting in an application. There is a application committee. And they get to a certain point where they're going to give them the license at the city level. But before he gets the license, in an email exchange, they give them the name of a consultant that you have to hire in order to get.
You have to hire.
The city does. Commerce.
The city said you have to hire this guy.
From the earth, you have to use this guy.
Right.
That's not right.
And the guy in his contract, which they actually have online, he gets $50,000, $2,500 a month.
For the whole entire...
And a piece of the pie.
Company?
Wow.
That's what that contract says. And if you don't sign off on it, you don't move forward in the process.
And this guy is not a lawyer or a consultant or nothing.
No, he's Larry. He's tied to the people on the committee. Big, huge kickback scheme.
Oh, Commerce is doing that?
Yeah, there's a big lawsuit. From the Earth actually suing the City of Commerce.
I think that sounds like a mistake, right?
No, I've seen the email.
Oh, you've seen the email.
And I've seen the contract.
Oh, wow, you're deep in it like that.
It was like a couple clicks. Internet's awesome.
Oh, nice.
They had it in the article.
So
but that just shows you, and we've told people, just recently people came in and they want to get into a dispensary in a certain city or a cannabis activity. Do you know anybody in the city? We tell them if we did, be like, yeah, we know them. So what? Because people think they have juice. And if you think you have juice with someone in the city to help grease their palms, I tell them,
tell on them and sue the city.
Run, or what else is going to happen is there's going to be someone mic'd up with the FBI wiretap, and this is going down actually all too much.
Can we get somebody from the Earth on here? Don't we know somebody over there? I know the owner, the one guy.
We do, but it might be a bad time to do it. But, I mean, Peanut could reach out to me immediately. Well, we could because it's all the facts
that are reported.
Right, but so I mean, they probably have some stuff that they're even holding back.
Well, maybe, then they won't talk about it.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
You're right.
I mean, the juicy stuff is already
but
out
this
there.
This is crazy that they can't
it's
even.
It's not the first city.
What are you saying, Peanut?
Hey, just real quick. One of the prizes that was just given away wants Mark to sign it. Not Big Brother.
What were we giving away?
Nice. Signed what?
Nice.
Pop Brothers at Law shirts.
A bong or a little glass pipe or something.
That's not funny.
Yeah, you know what, Peanut? I thought
that hurts my feelings.
It's the truth, though.
Now Peanut's attacking you.
That hurts my feelings.
He's reading the email.
He's just reading the news.
He's just reading the text message from the winner.
He's just
letting us know. The IG, Instagram.
He's got it. He's got it on. He's like,
the proof.
He's here.
Shut up.
Here comes the real proof right here.
What does it say, Craig?
Read it.
Read it.
What does it say?
Any chance you could get Big Brother to sign that prize. Little Brother is a piece of shit. And
he's hated it ever since we started.
Hey, did he literally say not Big Brother? Or
no,
did
he he said Little Brother.
He just said just Little Brother. He
doesn't know I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you mean? You're on the video. You're on the call. You're here.
I don't think he knows.
Just like he didn't know your name.
It was like that when we were at events and stuff. They didn't know he was there.
Well, they always ask, is that your dad? Dude, did you bring your grandpa with you?
Dude,
yeah, that's what they say about Mark.
No, here's the thing. We even actually, I mean, Craig was like, what's
my nickname?
What's his nickname?
Hey, what's Big Brother's nickname?
I mean, damn. I was like, dude.
It was almost a trick question because, like I said, is it asshole?
I know.
Is it Big Brother? I don't know. It's like, you know, it's a trick
question.
What's
trying to give away shit?
What's Blue's nickname?
Blue. One Christopher Wright is what I follow on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Blue? Oh, Blue.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, well.
From the Earth. When you look at cities, though, like Cerritos that are doing that,
the city,
I find
not
it
Cerritos,
hard.
That commerce.
Hey, don't mess
commerce.
With my city.
Sorry,
commerce.
Sorry. I gotta back Cerritos. I'll back up.
I find that to be a little, hopefully a typo, hopefully a mess up as well. But that seems so detailed and so
wrong
backdoor that I can see this happening anywhere and everywhere. Yeah. But it's just so like stupid for any city. To do that to somebody when it's all going to come out.
The employees,
Stitties. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to come out. And all that.
He said stitties on an interview we did the other day.
Did he really do it again?
I did.
Accidentally.
Stitties. What interview was it so we could all go look at it?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
You know, that's funny because
we do so many.
In your old age, that's what you do a lot. You always mess up words.
What?
And you always don't know who you are. You have your hat on backwards.
What's
right
your
now.
Name?
It's inside out. And your shirt's off.
You know, there's only
backwards
there's only
too.
One reason to wear a hat backwards, which mine is not.
Which is?
There's two reasons, actually.
Which is?
Yeah, go ahead and say that one. Spell it out for us.
I don't understand.
You know that one?
No.
I think you know it.
Do you know the answer?
I don't know the answer.
It's, come on, you have never seen Officer and a Gentleman?
I don't know the answer.
Okay, well, it's for milking cows and sucking C-O-C-K.
It's not funny. It's
so
not funny.
That's
and I don't
and
see,
there's
and
a lot
I don't
of young
see,
men out
and
there
I don't
doing
see
that,
no
and it's
cows
not funny.
Around.
But I do see four other guys, so turn your hat around.
Mine's not around, yours is.
Oh,
here
we
smoke
go.
On this.
So anyways, guys,
That's
do want to tell you that I do
I think
appreciate.
It was the best show ever, Blue.
You know, it just adds value. And if anybody wants to buy Craig's Sea-Doos, he's selling them. You know what I mean? And if you don't know who he is, he's Big Brother.
Go on, PWC Trader. PWCTrader.com.
And look for him.
And look for two Sea-Doos on a trailer.
There it is, man. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this. No one else loves you.
NASCAR!
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.